принес я алый розы цвет, и струил твой взгляд лучистый в сердце мне надежды свет. Розы, розы, вы увяли, девы взор не видел вас. О, цветите для печальных в комнате.
Baritone Pavel Lisitsyan singing Grieg's song Roses. Beautifully done. But, Alexander, I notice again sung in Russian. In fact, everything we've heard, even Germont, is sung in Russian. Why is that?
Well, because we are now in the end of the 40s, beginning of the 50s. And the tradition then, and much later in Russia, was that everything should be sung in Russian.
Really?
But you see, it's always an argument, what is more important, the music of the words which people don't understand, or the lack of the music of the words, but the words are understandable.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about his leader, because we've just heard him. He's a fabulous leader singer, obviously. What was his core repertoire in Lieder?
Everything was there, of course, but the significant part of it was the Russian art song. He performed and recorded a large number of songs by Rimsky-Korsakov, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninov, and so on. And Rachmaninov was particularly very big in what he sang. Many of the Russian art songs and Rachmaninov songs are mini dramas. Mm. It's stories which are unfolding in the process of the sound of the song. And in his performance, we can not only hear the singing, but we can see what is happening there, the events. And here is one of them. It's Rachmaninov's «Вчера мы встретились». We met yesterday. We met yesterday. She stopped. I did as well. We looked into each other's eyes. Oh, my God, how she's changed since then. Her face was so pale and the eyes lifeless. She stretched out her hand and smiled. I was anxious to speak, but she, for God's sake, told me not to, and turned away. And I felt like saying, goodbye forever, you, the doomed one.
Вчера мы встретились, она остановилась, я также... Глаза друг другу посмотрели. О, Боже, как она с тех пор переменилась, в глазах потух огонь, и щеки побледнели. И долго на нее молча, строго, мне руку протянув, бедняжка улыбнулась. Я говорить хотел, она же, ради Бога, велела мне молчать, и тут же от отвернулась и брови сдвинула и выдернула руку. Хотел сказать на вечную разлуку прощай, погибшее, но милое создание.
Baritone Pavel Lisitsian with pianist Alexander Yarokin and Rachmaninoff's We Met Yesterday. It's a recording from 1955, and he certainly brings out all the drama, all the heart and soul in that.
Yes, a dramatic scene indeed.
Yeah.
And we can see how Pavel, the master, paints the picture.
Yes. Now, Alexander, you met Pavel Lisitsian, right?
Yes, I was privileged not only to know him personally, but also as a voice teacher.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Pavel just sprung this on me. I had no idea as we sat down.
He was a great voice teacher. And I think that to a large extent, his interest and great success in teaching has to do with the dramatic events of his youth when he temporarily lost his voice. In 1968, he started teaching at the Yerevan Conservatory immediately after he finished with Bolshoi. And in the 1970s, he had regularly appeared as a consulting professor at the annual music forums, the Weimar Seminars in East Germany, where his students were professional singers. I had been very fortunate. In 1965, in Moscow, was created a new vocal ensemble, which was named Madrigal. And I happened to be a member of this ensemble. It was a small group, five singers. It just happened that beside me and the baritone and the first soprano, three other singers were children of Pavel Lisitsian. And he took great interest in the developments of the ensemble, so much so that when we had a tour in the Caucasus, he and his wife Dagmara decided to join us. The tour lasted probably a good month, and it was absolutely fantastic. It was so exciting in many aspects. It was successful performances, sunny Georgia, sunny Armenia, sunny Azerbaijan, and daily lessons with Pavel Lisitsian. He would demonstrate with his own voice the gentle approach to the note, to the phrase, to the song. These lessons went on as long as our tour. But the effect of these lessons lasted for me to the end of my career. And of course, listening to him was a great school. And let's just listen to him singing Tchaikovsky again.
Скажет, что другая здесь равняется с тобой. Всех любовью сгорая, всех зову на смертный бой. От лун лунного света зардел небосклон.